integrity in each of the services is also critical to a strong military. General Amos, I have become friends with Major James Wyrick, United States Marine Corps, who I sincerely believe is a man of integrity. Did you fear Major Wyrick at any point?
My name is James Wyrick, and this is Military Justice, my podcast about the system of justice that governs those who protect our nation.
General Frank Kearney could not wait to blast Fox Company and could not give Fox Company the opportunity to have any type of background investigation of the situation, what was right, what was wrong.
Looks and the jokes and the, you know, people turning away and treating you like lepers. That's something that our Marines still face, just because our side of the story, the full, complete story, is not out.
Our government evidently turns a deaf ear to the boys who've been falsely accused, as my son was.
You know, the individual Marine that was involved in this case is probably thinking, all these officers have betrayed me. Not just Army officers, not just Air Force officers, doggone Marine officers.
Welcome back to Military Justice. Thank you for joining us again. We've come to the conclusion of Task Force Violent. This is the last in a five-part series on Major Fred Galvin and his Marines. So if you're just hearing this for the first time, you might want to press pause, go back, and listen to the first few episodes before you get to this fifth and final episode. But if not, it still should be an entertaining episode, even if you haven't listened to those. So feel free to listen either way. Today, we are joined by Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones of North Carolina. Congressman Jones has been a tireless advocate for Major Galvin and many other Marines over the years. He's probably the best friend the individual Marine has on Capitol Hill. Congressman Jones has been working on this case with Major Galvin and has recently introduced legislation to ensure that Major Galvin and his Marines, all of their names are officially cleared by the Marine Corps. In the show notes, I've included a link to that legislation. If you are so inclined, please contact your elected representatives and encourage that they also support this legislation. And as always, before we get to the interview, we'll have a reading of some more of Andrew DeGrandpre's award-winning reporting on all of this that appeared in the Military Times. So thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Galvin was commander of Marine Special Operations Company Foxtrot in March 2007 when he became a central figure in one of the most publicized and ultimately flawed war crimes cases since the Vietnam War. More than a year later, after a three-week military tribunal called a court of inquiry, Galvin and his six Marines were cleared of all wrongdoing related to allegations that they indiscriminately killed innocent Afghans when a suicide car bomber targeted their convoy. But long before they appeared in court, Fox Company's Marines were publicly condemned by several senior military officers sold out by those responsible for upholding the unassailable American ideal that anyone accused of a crime is innocent until proven guilty. Widespread media coverage depicted them as out-of-control cowboys. The public scrutiny was embarrassing. The prospect of going to prison was terrifying, and their 10-month legal battle was relentlessly stressful. One enlisted Marine, a Mexican national, was convinced his mother would be deported. Others recalled their superiors telling them, quote, "It doesn't look good for you, boys," unquote. Collectively, the fallout left them physically sick, psychologically broken, and deeply embittered towards the leaders that they blamed for causing and perpetuating their anguish and shame, including men who've earned general stars. For some like Galvin, there have been lasting professional setbacks also. But the betrayal from within that shattered their trust in the institution, it defies the core values instilled in these men from the moment they joined the Corps. Honor, courage, commitment. Quote, "This still haunts us," unquote, one of those Marines explained. Quote, "Because no one has publicly acknowledged that we did the right thing that day. We did our jobs. We were crucified for it," unquote. Galvin has been on a mission to restore honor for Fox Company, one that consumes him even when some suggest that he should move on with a new life. But he's not wired that way. He believes he owes it to his men to secure the full and public vindication they never had. Officially, the Marine Corps concluded in May 2008 that Fox Company's Marines had, quote, "acted appropriately on the battlefield, and their use of force was justified as they encountered and escaped a complex ambush in the minutes following the suicide strike. No criminal charges were filed in connection with those events. Afterwards, the case quietly disappeared from the spotlight." Father's Day is just around the corner, and as we all know, dads are impossible to shop for. Because if a dad needs something, he just goes and buys it. So it's hard to find something that a dad will need and use to give him as a gift. Fortunately, our friends over at Harry's have a special offer that you're going to love and dad will also. Get $5 off one of their shave sets, including a limited edition Father's Day set at harrys.com/military. I've been using Harry's razors for about the last month and a half. The people at Harry's send me a number of sets. I like them from the beginning. It's very convenient. You get your razor sent to you. They're good quality. But as I've been using it more, what I've really liked is the shave gel. I used to get some shaving rash and a little irritation with the skin. None of that with this shave gel. So go to Harry's. Shave sets start at just $15. Not to mention $5 off if you go to harrys.com/military. Get a razor handle, moisturizing shave gel, which I just mentioned that I really enjoy, and three of Harry's five-blade precision-engineered razors. Go to harrys.com/military right now to redeem a special offer for fans of the show. Harry's will give you $5 off one of their sets. This is for a limited time only, so act now. That's harrys.com/military to get $5 off and help support the show. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Well, doing fine. It's been one of those kind of crazy days, all this interest in the Trump issues and still trying to do other things, so it's been kind of crazy.
Oh, yes, sir, with the Comey hearings today, right?
Yeah, even though it's the Senate issue, but, you know, it's been all over the TV, and that's just constant, and still trying to do a little bit of work at the same time. So,
well, speaking of your work, sir, how did you get involved with Major Fred Galvin and his Marines?
Well, it started when the Army Lieutenant General Kearney came out and blasted Fox Company for action they took in Afghanistan, and I jumped right on it and almost immediately, thinking it was very unfair for anyone to judge someone's action when they're not there with the, in this case, Fox Company. They don't know what they were dealing with, and they just took an assumption of what happened, and General Kearney was wrong. So I actually immediately wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and asked him to look into it, because I thought the actions by Army General Kearney were wrong. And from there, I became a strong proponent of Fox Company for this reason. I think too often, Colonel Wyatt, we don't give the benefit of the doubt to the soldier, and in this case, the Marine, in which I think that we owe that to the military to give them the benefit of the doubt when they're in a war-type situation or a firefight.
Yes, sir. You've had a long history with defending Marines. Is that correct?
Well, I think so. You know, I spent 14 years of my life to clear the names of John Brow and Brooks Gruber. They were the pilot and co-pilot of the V-22 Osprey that crashed on April the 8th of the year 2000. 19 Marines were flying in the back of a V-22 Osprey that crashed, and those two pilots all were killed. 19 Marines were killed, and unfairly, a press release by the Marine Corps shortly after the crash implied that the pilot's rush to complete the mission might have been the fatal flaw. And unfairly, you can't dictate what press picks up, but they kind of picked that up. And Colonel Wyatt, even after the years down the road, even after the lawsuits were settled, and there was a big settlement, it's still closed. Nobody knows what the amount is. But it came to Connie Gruber to contact me, because her husband, Brooke, was a co-pilot, and said that the Marine Corps ought to issue some type of public statement exonerating the two pilots. And that took 14 years to get that done. And I give credit to many, many people that helped me along the way. But Robert Work, himself a retired Marine colonel, who's now and still now is the Assistant Secretary of Defense, he joined me in 2015 and looked to see what I had accumulated over 13 years. And from experts, which I'm not an expert, but he had taken the information and certainly got information from the Marine Corps. In 2016, he came back with a 6-page letter agreeing that the two pilots should not be seen at fault for the accident.
Yes, sir. And I think that, as you pointed out, Secretary Work was extraordinary in getting that done. And I think that's what we're looking for in the current case, is we're just looking for Fred Galvin and his Marines, just an acknowledgement by the Marine Corps that they were not at fault. Is that correct?
Well, it's correct. This is one of those things that the Marine Corps has released a press release that did, after the Court of Inquiry came out with a decision that the Marines were not at fault of killing innocent Afghans, that the Army had exaggerated the numbers of Afghanistan's killed. And so all we're trying to do, we put a resolution in, and we're asking the Commandant Nella of the Marine Corps to look at the information that's been provided by the Court of Inquiry, and also join us in this resolution saying that the firefight that took place on March 3rd, I think, that Fox Company should be exonerated.
Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a sustainable food system, setting the highest standard for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. I can tell you over the last probably 2 months, I've had extra deliveries of Blue Apron, and I've given them away to family and friends, and almost without exception, they've signed up for Blue Apron. I think sometimes it's a little difficult to explain what Blue Apron is. These are not pre-prepared meals. These are not frozen dinners. This is all the fresh ingredients you need to make delicious meals. And I can tell you from experience, once somebody tries it, they end up sticking with it. So check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/military. You will love how it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/military. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
H.R. 21 is the resolution that just simply says that we were calling on the United States Marine Corps to look at the Court of Inquiry's findings, and as it relates to that fight in Afghanistan, to issue a public statement saying that they agree with the Court of Inquiry as it relates to that firefight. That's really all we're asking for. That's all Fox Company wants. They just feel that they were not, with the press release from the Marine Corps, they did not get as much national news and national recognition of the exoneration. So what we're trying to do is to give them, so to speak, their day in court from the standpoint of clearly stating what the Marine Corps put in the press release, that they were not, should not have been chastised by the United States Army, and that was, again, General Kearney, and therefore that they were only doing their job fighting for the American people.
Yes, sir, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes, H.R. 21. What could listeners do if they're interested in this?
What I think they can do is call their member of Congress. This is a House resolution, not a Senate, but ask their member of Congress to join in this resolution and just add their name to it. And, you know, and Colonel Wire, the Marine Times did an extensive articles, several articles on this whole issue of Fox Company. It was very well done.
Yes, sir. I've had Andrew DeGrand Prix and Major Fred Galvin both on the show, and it's pretty extraordinary, not only how well the story was told, but the story behind getting the story out, I think, has been fascinating.
Well, you know, I didn't know, I still don't know General Kearney. He's retired, but I think the unfairness of attacking Fox Company, I think in this case that the Army resented the special ops, and I don't know, I shouldn't say that because I never heard that from General Kearney, but they just went ahead without any investigation and assumed that the Marines had made a mistake, and it was very unfair, and that's what, one of those things, kind of like the V-22 pilots, it's just one of those things that once the word gets out that somebody is at fault, when they really aren't at fault, it's hard to erase the damage.
Yes, sir, and I'll make sure that all the listeners have the links and that so they can contact their member of Congress.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what it's going to take. I mean, you know me, Colonel Wyatt, we've become good friends. And
it's an honor for you to say that. Yes, sir.
Soon, but I'm going to tell you something. Most of the issues we get involved in, it's not an easy solution. It's a constant battle because there are always those within even the military services that have their own agenda, and sometimes you don't know what the personalities are and how they intertwine, but you got to fight through it.
Military Justice is a production of Long Arc Digital Media. There are numerous people that need to be thanked for making Military Justice possible. First of all, audio. Those are the people that clean up all the mistakes I make. Hannah McCarthy, she takes care of that. Methil Telhan, she takes care of everything. She keeps the show moving along and keeps all of us on schedule. Executive producer is Dennis Robinson. You know him from Undisclosed and The Wearing of Underwear. And as always, Uber producer Dreadnought has my six.